Thank you, Accolade Lima Alpha X-ray, statewide 1 on the nasal repeater.
KZJJO.
Kilo Accolade Lima Alpha X-ray, statewide 1. KAWUO, KAWUO, K8LAX. Nothing heard. K8LAX, clear and monitoring. N8WRO, N8WRO, K8LAX, you out there, Tim? Nothing heard, K8LAX, clear. K8LAX, statewide 1.
N8XPQ, monitoring statewide 1.
N8XPQ from KFAEDQ. How are you doing today, sir?
I missed the call. Try it again, please. November 8, X-ray, Papa, Quebec.
N8XPQ from Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, KFAEDQ. My name is Mike, and I'm up here in Saginaw. What's your location?
KFAEDQ, N8XPQ. Hi, Mike. My name is Mike as well. I'm located in Zeeland on the west side of the state.
Roger that, Mike. Yeah, I've got you in the DMR of Holland. So, very cool. Are you getting in through Brandmeister, or are you getting in through a repeater? I know there's repeaters all over the state. There's like 30 repeaters hooked up to this system, so it's a great system. What are you up to today?
I'm getting into the system through the Hamilton repeater currently. Normally I'm on the Fillmore site, but switched over here. And using a Motorola XPR4550 mobile rig. No, you sound good. Not doing too much. Was out messing around the garage a little while ago, and now I think I'm going to go shopping with my wife in just a little bit. But I thought I'd try out the state system and see if anybody was monitoring. So it's a nice system. It really works well.
Yeah, roger, roger. I'm using it says Aliens on it, but it's a Redivis HZ2. It's a 10-watt DMR. I'm out walking my dogs at the moment, but I usually take radio with me. And I didn't think I was scanning or anything. I heard your call sign come out, and it was the Midlands DMR repeater that I had on my D channel, I guess you'd call it, and because I had one spot set for Saginaw County, and I had the other spot set for Midland County, because I went to Costco recently, and I had to flip it over, but I didn't flip it back over, so actually when you put your call sign out first, I heard it from the Midland feeder all the way on Saginaw Township, so I thought that was pretty neat.
I'm not kidding. Yeah, it's really neat how this the system connects all up together. So they did a good job. I spend most of my time in the P25 world, which is similar but different as well. So the system is nice for mobile around and keeping in contact. So it has a pretty broad coverage area. So your HT sounding great though, Mike.
Yeah, Roger. Appreciate the signal report. This is the radio that I usually take with me when I go up north, and cell service is usually a little bit spotty, but I'm able to hit a few analog repeaters with it within where I camp, my camping spot. So it's one of my favorite take along with me radios. Just so happened to be the one that I grabbed with me. Usually I have a little analog radio that what I've been carrying recently is an OpenGD 77 DMR. A little 5-watt. It's like the Redivis RC3S. So I've been carrying that with me, but I got it in my pickup right now because I wanted grab a fresher radio because my other radio was, and I haven't charged it in like a week, so. I know the battery life is getting low on it, but I grabbed this one because it was next to the door. Luckily, I was able to hear you all right, yeah. All right, my friends. We'll probably catch you further on down the log. I do normally listen on Statewide 1, so I don't talk on it that often. But we'll catch you further on down the log. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll say 7-3 for now. Take care.
Okay, Mike. Fine business. Thanks for coming back to my call. Enjoy the afternoon, and we'll catch you later on. KF8EDQ. 7-3. I need X, P, Q, and Z. Let's see it.
KE8LAX, statewide 1. KE8LAX, statewide 1.
WAPD mobile.
KE8LAX, statewide 1. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, statewide 1.
N8X, P, Q.
KEA LAX,
NAWRO. How you doing, Dean? KEA LAX, NAWRO. Nothing heard. NAWRO clear.
WAPD. Sorry about the echo. WAPD.
NAWRO. Hey, Wally.
I'm on top.
Not a whole heck of a lot. Just looking at the Michigan game right now, Michigan and Maryland, and it just started. And also looking into your radio there, looking at the model number of the 1500. Yeah, that's interesting. They are available, aren't they? They've got some stuff out there.
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
You answer that? Your Motorola 1500. I just decided to start doing a search and taking a look at them, and I noticed that the availability is out there, like you were talking about. You know, I'm sure it's surplus. It's being resold in the secondary market or third market down, maybe.
Which one are you looking at? 1500.
Well, just to start with, because that's what you got here, and I assume the model number you got to. You know, like you teach us, you got to be careful of what model number. Obviously, this one works, but what is it again that in the model number you don't want that particular number because it's no good for ham use? What was that again?
The U. But if you're looking at the XTLs, 1500, 2500, 5000, those are all good radios. You just have to make sure it's what band you want it in. You want it in VHF or UHF, you know, et cetera. And the U is a big no-no for hams.
Happened to pull one up here that's 2500 VHF, P25. And but this one has the detachable head. Is that like the dividing line between, you know, detachable and non-detachable, I assume? Not that it matters for me, by the way, because it would be for the base anyway.
Now, Ben, just if you're looking for you're just looking for a VHF P25, I probably could get you into a tape pretty reasonable just for your desk. If you're looking for a UHF, I don't have many of those, but I can help you find a UHF. And they're connected together. TJ's and Sean's P25s are connected together, and I think the one you're using right now is a VHF. So you're using, well, I think I heard you talking about the other day, you're using the VHF repeater, but there's all, the UHF is the same thing.
NAWRO. Yeah, I'm not sure if it really matters, Wally, because I would be getting it primarily, of course, for the P25, and I understand I'm getting down to Mount Clemens now. I mean, from here, I would prefer just to go to Mount Clemens, but I think if I understand it correctly, that's what the VHF is doing, correct? I mean, what would be the difference for me? if it's a base station from Richmond, UHF, VHF, if I don't care about the analog.
I wouldn't care. Doesn't matter either way. The only thing that would matter to it is what the other channels, would you prefer to have them VHF or UHF for the analog channels? That's the only really thing it would make. You know what? No, that ain't going to work either. The P25 system is what it is, and I don't think that there's any immediate plans to do anything for, you know, to update that. So, well, it's down to, if you were ever to use it for analog, what would you prefer, VHF or UHF? After that, as far as the P25 goes, it doesn't matter for you.
All right, it gives me something to think about. I'll have to think about that. I do like, this does call up our own 7.2, really nice on analog over there. But that's probably just the nature of the, you know, nature of the big M radio. It works no matter where you put it. So I'll have to look at my code plug and see, you know, which way it would be better. So price-wise on the secondary market, doesn't really matter, UHF, VHF. In the 1500, it's about the same-ish?
Yeah, the 1500 has everything in it. It has a speaker in it. The display and the features are kind of lame, but you really don't care. You follow me? I mean, as long as it shows who's talking to you and who you're talking to, and for most amateur hams, that's plenty of features. You know, a 2500 is got the nicer color display and more buttons to do different things with. But the 2500, you have to have an external speaker and go from there. I'll tell you what, let me build you, because I bought some brand new 800s, tapes. And the reason I bought them, so I can take all the stuff off of them on the outside, all the cosmetic stuff, and put them on some of the older VHF tapes that I have. Let me build you one of those and let you try that out and see what you think of that. Because then it'll look brand frickin' new. And that's just as easy to program as the Motorola, if not a little easier.
Copy that. Well, Wally, I totally defer to you, as long as you're not in a too much of a rush to get this one back. Yeah, I'd be interested. And I just defer to you. VHF is fine. I'll have to double check, because no matter what, I'm still going to have a dual band radio in the shack anyways to cover. So what it would be, it would be a just a secondary fallback in case one radio blew, essentially, right? The only reason I'm using it would be for P25 access in the shack. So it would be a base station. I would prefer, a base station, a mobile deployed as a base station first, and then later on, I'll talk about an HT at some point, but of course that's big bucks, but that's fine. But I think first I'd go for the base station just to get the fully rounded base station with all the abilities that I have right now. So, yeah, no rush on my side. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, let me put one together for you. I'll just grab one of the other ones, and if you like it, fine. I think they sound just as well. And VHF is kind of a good choice for you, and just leave that one scan the VHF stuff and leave the other one scan the UHF stuff. You've got 7.2. You've got that St. Clair repeater that is always busy. I forget what it is, 220 or 320 or something like that. That one's always busy. And then you got a whole bunch of other ones, the DAR and all the other stuff. I mean, I listen to them. I don't ever talk to any of them on it. And most of the time I hit the nuisance delete button anyways. But, that way you got one radio scanning strictly VHF and one radio scanning it, strictly UHF, which is the way I have it set up at my house. And that's kind of nice. And that way you can just go from one mic to the other mic. And then you can just do it with a duplexer so you won't have to frog around with your switch. just buy one of those cheapy $70-$80 duplexers and let your antenna do both at the same time. I think that would be, the way I'm doing it, that would be the way I would suggest to do it. And, just have one scan one scan the other, and somebody yells for you on P25, you can just, hey, turn it down, or, you know, just say, hey, I got to go to the other radio.
Yeah, sir, that does make sense, and I think I'm just looking at the code plugs for both the Yaesu and the ICOM. What do I have lined up? And VHF is prominent. I've got UHF covered because, you know, let's be honest, that's pretty much Sean's stuff, and that's 7 blocks away for the Richmond FBI. But I do have, sorry about that, I'm clear the throat on the mic. So I'm looking at Edison, 145.33, even Yuseka, although I've never been there. That would be nice. And like you mentioned, the St. Clair County repeaters, Avoca, Bell River, Alpha 3, and, yeah, so there's a handful. I assume they, how many spots do they have? I only have a handful. It's under 10, put it that way. I'm sure they have enough to cover that, right?
Yeah, 100 is a pretty basic number. Yeah. Yeah, well, let me put one together for you, because I got, if you ever saw inside my drawer, I actually went stupid on these things, but I didn't go stupid with money. If I saw things that were a deal, I grabbed them. Like these 800 radios, they were the off-the-shelf, brand new with the stickers on them, and they were 100 a piece, and they had everything in them. And I'm going, okay, I'm getting one of these. You know, you get a new mic, you get a new power cord, you get a new bracket, you get a new display, you put them in, basically, new cover. So even if you want to put the covers on an older radio, you can make an older radio look like brand freaking new. So I always looked for deals. Even if I didn't need it, I grabbed it. And that's why I have so many pieces of parts to make those. Both with the XTL, got to get that right, the XTLs and the Tates, the TP9100s, or TM9100s. Let me make sure I'm still here. I think that's what I loaned Tom. I think he's using a Tate on the P25.
I missed that, Wally. Who's using the Tate?
KJO.
All right, copy that. Yeah, again, no rush. Just, you know, if you're interested, I'd be interested. Besides that, what else is going on, sir? You watching football or no, not today?
Watched the Northwestern game, and they missed the field goal with like 2 seconds left. I think it was Minnesota. And so Northwestern won, and they're still not playing Mason. So I didn't even see him on the sidelines this time. So I'm not even sure if they dressed him. So I got that going on. In about 40 minutes, I'm going to be the grand poobah babysitter for Rennie, the child that's 4 going on 14. And they're going to some fundraiser for the church/school that my grandkids go to, all the grandmas and the moms and everything else like that. They're going to the golf course for some charity dinner, something or another. So, and my son's doing his little race car thing up in Frankenmuth. We got some big event going on in RC World up there in Frankenmuth. And the dishwasher was starting to stink. So, took that apart a little bit, and a mouse decided to make it its home. So, we're trying to clean that mess up. And what was the other one? Oh, new tires on the pickup truck today. So, been fun. Been busy.
N-8-W-R-O, man, you have been a productive day for you. I really didn't get that much done. I just mailed a new packet for our newest member, John, the one you talked to, the Motorola guy. I inadvertently mailed it to his former QTH, so I just said, I'm going to send you a new one just so you can get a head start on all your you've got all the certificates. We just got to sign off on it. So, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if he's coming to the Christmas gathering, but if he does, we can sit down, and I'm sure Mike wouldn't mind if we just get him all signed off and all this. He's got more training than we do put together.
Yeah, I looked through that the other day just to play nice, and I know I got waived because of my age and all the other credentials, but the level one, I've already got all that stuff except for 200. I'll take the 200 class. I took the 100 class. I'll just take the 200 class and everything else I've done. I've even done the little Winlink thing. So the digital programming, I mean, good God, you know, digital communications, okay. You know, so I got all of that stuff done. So the level one I'm at already except for the 200. I'll take the 200 next time I'm bored and get that behind me, and then I can be level one just to say, oh, look, I'm level one.
So I don't think anything's going to change with the new status. I don't see why it would. But once you hit that level one, you're good. Anything after that is totally optional. And, you know, you're all good. And just kind of forget about it because it's the way it's written up in that book. And that level three is ridiculous. Yeah, I don't even look at that level three. That's got to, like, to me, that's almost a professional. But, hey, more power to you people who wants to go on to that stuff. But, yeah, that's good. And then I got mixed up. We probably just have a little Discord meeting on this Monday. But the following Monday, I believe it's the 1st, December 1st, I think Jay had mentioned he might see if he can get that same meeting room that the big meeting was in. Apparently, Sean may or may not, Sean or Paul may have offered that. Whether that comes true or not, that'd be good. But if we did, that'd be nice because this next meeting, the December meeting, the reorganization meeting, that's going to be a big one. We're going to have to order in pizza or food or salad or whatever, and it'd be nice if we were around that big table and get everything done that needed to be done rather than being in a public restaurant.
Yeah. I'm really happy with the way that things are turning out, and I think so are a lot of others. Really happy the way that things are meshing. So, and, we'll go from there. And can't go wrong, you know. Other than that, sir, I'm in the driveway. I'm pulling in the Jim St. Clair Drive, actually, heading home. So I'll be home in about a minute. So this will be my final. I'll chat with you a little bit later. I'm sure Randy's going to keep me busy because that child does not sleep. So I just have to keep going and going and going and going. So I'll chat with you a little bit later. And if I get a chance, I'll give you a phone call tomorrow, tell you some of the other things that are up. Claire Pierce, W8B.
Sounds good, Wally. I'll probably go back to the game and leave the radios on low in the background. Have a good evening. N8WRO. I'll be clear.
N8WRO, K-E-8-L-A-X.
N8WRO, go ahead, Dean.
Hi, I just wanted to see how good of a copy you had on me. I put a bunch of different repeaters in, and I'm currently on the 59, somewhere in Lapeer, heading back towards the house on the Mayville repeater. And I'm doing something township. Copy on me. I've been trying to
test
the Roman radio.
Well, Dean, I copied about 80% of that. I hear that you're on the road testing, I think, Mayville repeater. And, you know, when you come in, you know how it is. When you come in fine, but there's some dropouts there. And I heard you call out before I had the QSO with Wally. I heard you call out, and I responded back, but you didn't hear me. But in earlier today, I was mobile in the morning, and I heard you call out. I couldn't respond at the time. But anyways, try it again, and I'm looking for my map to try to see if I can figure out where you're at. But I do know Mayville repeater. So go ahead, try it again, and let me know if you've got response here. N-8-W-R-O.
Okay, so something you were getting, I was getting a solid into the repeater when I was in the office.
Dean, I didn't catch hardly any of that last transmission. You might want to let a few miles go by, try it again. I will leave my radio on. I think the previous transmission I heard you were probably on Mayville. Not sure what direction, but Burnside is probably going to be next if you're coming south. unless you're going a different direction. But I do have the map on. I can listen, and you might want to try it again in a bit. Let a few miles go by if you want, but I'll be monitoring. N-A-W-R-O. I copy that, Dean. Very good, then. Safe travels. N-A-W-R-O. I will be clear.